You're listening to SBS News.
Being bitten by a snake is the stuff of nightmares for people across the world, but for many people, it is also a reality. An estimated 2.7 million individuals are bitten by venomous snakes each year. More than 100,000 people die from their injuries, and around three times as many suffer amputations and other permanent disabilities. Scientists and advocates have been urging global action for years, calling snake bites one of the most neglected tropical diseases today. The director of the University of Melbourne's Australian Venom Research Unit, David Williams, will be a core member heading a new World Health Organization drive to address the issue.
I guess snake bite's always been one of those diseases that falls through the cracks. It's a disease of poverty. It primarily affects the poorest people in some of the poorest countries of the world, people who can't afford lobby groups, who don't have a political voice and who simply suffer in silence.
The plan, being developed by 28 analysts from around the globe, is aimed at halving the numbers of deaths and disabilities from snake bites by 2030. Treating people who have been bitten relies predominantly on anti-venom, but Dr. Williams says access to such medication is lacking.
Well, one of the biggest problems that we have is that the treatment of snake bite is either unavailable, inaccessible or unaffordable.
He says many people who cannot access or cannot afford quality products turn to local healers.
The reality is many of the cases simply don't get reported. If you go to Southeast Asia, say Cambodia or Laos, as many as 80% of people who are bitten by snakes never go to hospital. They go to traditional healers. So we could be looking at a much more severe problem, and we won't really know until the treatment of snake bites starts to improve and more people decide to vote with their feet and go to hospital for proper treatment rather than relying on traditional remedies.
Most victims live in rural areas, and many are women and children. Children make up around 40% of snake bite cases. For those who survive, many live with permanent disabilities, from amputations to blindness. Research also shows 10% of people bitten by snakes cannot go back to work after the injury. Meanwhile, Australia, renowned worldwide for venomous snakes, is actually comparatively safe. University of Newcastle clinical toxicologist Jeff Isbister says no more than 100 snake bites are recorded each year in Australia, with 2 to 4 resulting in death.
Yes, we do have dangerous snakes. But, you know, in terms of, you know, there's just as many other dangerous snakes across the world. Hopping in your car going driving is far more risky in Australia than living here and possibly being bitten by a snake.
He says people new to Australia should not be concerned about snakes.
Most bites occur in rural and remote regions. And, you know, unless, you know, people who are new to Australia are, you know, living in small country towns, the risk is very low. And to be honest, you know, depending on what part of the world they come from, they're moving to a place where it's far less likely they're going to be bitten by a snake.
Dr. Isbister and Dr. Williams say Australia's research, resources and high-quality anti-venom are imperative to combating the problem worldwide. And Dr. Williams is now calling on the Australian government to provide funding to keep the WHO mandate on track.
There's a lot of opportunity here to solve this problem. One of the things I think that people forget about snake bite is that if you do a few things right at the right time, you can literally give somebody back a full productive life. You know, there is treatment available. We just have to make sure that it's safe, that it's effective and affordable, and that people have got access to it when they need it without it sending them broke in the process.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.